What does this SIU report means to us as the public healthcare users of South Africa and of Gauteng in general? It means that officials and politicians in South Africa have the right to steal from the public purse, and in that process of stealing from the public purse, they are denying the public healthcare users their right to access quality healthcare services. And the reason the healthcare system of South Africa is broken, it is not because of the legacy of apartheid and everything that we are talking about only. It is all about the corruption that we see on daily basis of our lives post-1994. What does this mean to us? The state president during the SONA, he said to Mamina, we are asking the state president now, as the president of the country and the president of the ANC, to Tuma himself in making sure that they are holding all these politicians, starting from Brian Hlongwa, who is the chief whip in the legislature, to account. If that is not happening, we as the TAC, Section 27, Corruption Watch, and other progressive forces, we are going to reach out to healthcare workers' unions and tell them where is their money, why they are working under unbearable conditions. We are going to reach out to the civil society, other trade unions, and the public healthcare users. We will take people to the legislature of Gauteng and demand answers. If it means we must have 5 days night vigil outside Brian Hlongwa's house, we will do so, so that Brian Hlongwa can be able to pay back the money. And after that, Brian Hlongwa and all those implicated must face the full might of the law. So we are not going to rest. We are not going to moan, but we are going to mobilize and organize and embark on a mass action that is going to seek to fix the broken public healthcare system in Gauteng and elsewhere in the country.